Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is, after closing on a home equity line for my house, how can I ensure that my contractor completes the job? My contractor has not returned to our home to complete the kitchen remodel. We have literally begged them to get the job done, and I get no response. However, they did take all of my money up front. This is why I require a home equity loan. Please help. My answer is, engage your real estate attorney in the matter. Unless the contractor has legitimate reasons for their delay, getting all of your money back may involve litigation. At first, it seems this is less a legal matter than a lesson on how not to do business. You should never pay your contractor in full up front before they complete the agreed upon work. Most proper remodeling contracts feature completion thresholds that distribute funds as the work advances. When it comes to large home improvement projects, you should always consider having a real estate and contract attorney review your documents before you sign. The next question is, in Michigan, can a landlord require tenants to pay rent by automatic transfer? My landlord of 3 years now says that I must comply with his request or he will consider me in default of my lease. Please help me, as I will only pay with a check, and I do not like using the internet for payments. This requirement is new and not included in my lease. And my answer is, the written lease provisions prevail. Have an attorney review the lease agreement. While you are disputing their new requirement, the lease agreement may contain a notice provision that permits certain changes. Therefore, if he properly notifies you about the new payment method, he could potentially enforce this change against you if you don't comply. The third question is, my parents both passed away within a year of each other. I'm only 28, and they left me the home in their will. There is still a large mortgage on the home. My uncle, a real estate agent, informed me that I must now sell the home despite my desire to keep it. That was what my parents would have wanted. I work as a physical therapist and am currently only 1 month behind in my payments. Can I take over their mortgage loan, or do I have to sell it? Please help me save the house. So my answer is, when it comes to managing a home mortgage after the original borrower dies, federal rules protect heirs to a residential primary residence in important ways. These rules make sure that people who inherit property don't have to go through foreclosure or pay off the mortgage in full right away. They can remain in the home. You may qualify as a successor in interest under federal law. Consult with a real estate attorney to see how you may qualify. And number four. The question is, I took out a business loan for my restaurant. I have been running my restaurant for 6 years now. I am one of the four co-borrowers on the bank's note. One of my partners went through a divorce and has had difficulty making his payments. He went to the bank directly without the rest of us, and he settled for 1/4 of the principal balance on a promissory note. How does that affect my rights with the bank? Do I still have to pay off the entire loan? My answer is that, under Michigan law, when parties are jointly and severally liable for a debt, each party is individually responsible for the entire obligation. The creditor has the right to pursue all defendants for the entire debt until they settle it. However, the bank can only collect what is due and owing, reducing the balance due from the remaining three partners by the amount one partner agreed to pay in his settlement. His failure to pay under the negotiated settlement will mean that you and your remaining partners owe the amount outstanding. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.